As we know, for many people, Sunday has just become a day of pleasure and recreation, like an ongoing vacation. A lot of people have put God and the Mass out of their mind during this time. However, aren't we actually meant to keep the Lord's Day holy? Isn't that the first commandment given to us? And for this reason, the priest offers, and we, through the priest, we offer the great sacrifice of Christ in the Mass. We participate in this. And this in order that we may receive the many graces that we will require for the coming week. We need these graces in order to make the right choices, to do things correctly, to live up to our responsibilities. So that's why we attend Mass. And Padre Pio, for him, he would not accept just any unjustified violation of the Mass, of missing Mass, without a good reason. Because he would see that as committing mortal sin. And so let's take a brief look at three stories from Padre Pio's life which illustrate this. So for all those who miss Mass regularly, please do watch this video. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin monk and a mystic, and he was a tremendous miracle worker. So we bring you these stories that you may find out more about Padre Pio's life and also to see what his intercession can do for you. And we do encourage you to help us with this apostolate of Padre Pio by liking the video, share the video with your friends and colleagues, and make sure that you have subscribed to our channel and you have to click that reminder bell too. Our first story takes place with this lady, Maria Mansi, and she recalls what happened to her mother. This was many years before. And she said her mother was driving from Piella to Gioia di Calo in Italy, back to her hometown. And she decided she's going to make a little detour and stop by San Giovanni Rotondo there to speak to Padre Pio. And she did this, and she went to confession with Padre Pio, and she told him that she had missed Mass the Sunday before because she said it had rained so much. So it had been raining so heavily, she couldn't go to Mass. Padre Pio, yes, but when you were traveling here, it also was raining a lot. So what's the problem? She should have gone to Mass then. How did Padre Pio know it was raining? Maybe he used one of his mystical gifts to see that. In our second story, Padre Pio once asked a penitent, "How many times have you missed Mass?" He said, "Father, I cannot possibly remember how often, because it was often." "Well then, how many times since your last confession?" How many times has he missed Mass since his last confession, emphasizing that last confession? Didn't have to remember so much now. "But Father, that I truly don't know either." Padre Pio's response, "Good, then go and return when you remember, when you can remember how many times you have missed Mass." And he dismissed him without absolution. So it's one of the requirements for a good confession. If there's a state of mortal sin, we have to mention how many times, the frequency. Person wouldn't do it, Padre Pio let him go. Our third story, and on this occasion, this was a different penitent speaking to Padre Pio. And he went to confession with Padre Pio, and he just seemed quite unconcerned and said, "Dear Father, I often miss some Sunday Mass. I don't feel a compelling need, and I don't have the desire. It costs me so much effort to go." He said this straight to Padre Pio. Padre Pio, "Oh, is that so? Then I don't have the desire to give you absolution either. Now go away." And Padre Pio shut the little door, the little confessional window, and the person didn't receive absolution that day. And so we can see that even if it's going to cost us a lot and it is difficult, then Padre Pio still expects us. We have to attend Mass, especially in these times. Now that Masses are restricted, it can be difficult to find a good Mass. But Padre Pio still expects us to go to Mass. It wasn't a trivial matter for him. So we need to make that effort in order to keep the first commandment. And we thank you once again for helping us with this Padre Pio apostolate, everyone who's helping us by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. And also, don't forget to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. We have a Mass dedicated to Padre Pio every Friday, and we'll bring your intentions to this Mass. All you have to do is watch a video on the end screen on how to enroll your Mass prayer intentions.